When I was 12, just turned 13 years old, I'd worked on my Eagle stuff. I had all my merit badges and had my Eagle Scout project done. And the first thing you have to do is go to a board of review. And mine was with a guy in my ward. And I was excited. I was kind of a younger Eagle, and I was excited about my project and my accomplishments and stuff. And I got dressed up in my Scout uniform, had my little, you know, you've seen them, the 10 Scout outfits, and a little kerchief and the hat and everything. And I was proud. I was really excited. Drove my bike over to his house and knocked on his door, and he invited me in. I can picture it like it was yesterday, guys. I can picture the room still. There was a round table, and I handed him my little packet. I had this little packet of, it had all my documentation. I had my pictures from the project, had all my signatures and merit badges, everything was in there. A little summary of my project, letter from the mayor endorsing my project, and I handed it to him, and he got it. And you guys, he just kind of chunked through it. He just, you know, groups of paper, and he was shaking his head. And he kind of shoved it back at me across the table and said, "That just won't do." My mind started racing, like, "Oh no! I mean, my mom checked it, my scoutmaster checked it, everything's in there. What did I forget?" And so I said, "I'm so sorry," and I'll call him Brother Smith. "I'm so sorry, Brother Smith. If you can just tell me what I did wrong or what I missed, I'd love to come back and try this again." He said, "Well, there's a secret you don't know about." And I said, "Okay, what's that?" He said, we just don't give Eagles to Negroes like you." And I said, "Oh, didn't know about that rule." And so I said, "Okay, I'm sorry." And so I grabbed my little binder and I rode home. And I love chocolate. And my mom is making chocolate chip cookies, which I just love. There's nothing like my mom's chocolate chip cookies. They're so good. And I got home and she was excited. "How'd it go, big guy?" And I said, "Did you knock it out of the park?" I said, "Mom, actually, I didn't pass." And she's like, in her mind, you know, I checked it, you know, our scoutmaster. And I said, "Yeah, there's this rule." And I told her my little story, and I'll never forget. She said, "Get in the car, son." And so I got in the car, and we went to his house, and she said to me, "You wait here." And she went up and had kind of a loud conversation with him. And anyway, we went back home, and anyway, that Monday, we had family home meeting, just, you know, me and her, and she taught me a few things, and it's always stuck with me. She says, "Eric, if you want to have any success in life as a disciple of Jesus Christ, you have to have two things. Number one, thick skin. Number two, a forgiving heart." And she said, "We can't change people, but we can be an example of the one person who can change people." It was a sweet lesson. You guys, I invite you, look past people that would distract you. Ignore the posters from your past, even if they are, you know, 2,000 copies and 11 by 17. Forgive your centurion, whoever that is. Pardon your Brother Smith, whoever's wronged you. And I promise you will see your life in crescendo. Forgiveness doesn't change the past, but it does change the future. Don't let those speed bumps become roadblocks in your life. Well, Brother Richard, what if someone's done something big? Like they've committed a crime against me. Call the police, really. That is within bounds as Christians. You call the police and you alert the authorities and you let them and the criminal justice system take care of that situation. But in the end, our admonition is to forgive. Now remember, forgiveness is not reconciliation. Reconciliation takes two people. Forgiveness is just you deciding to forgive someone else. It's hard. Oh, it's hard. As I look around this room, I'm sure there are situations in this room that I could not even begin to fathom. But I do know that He understands. I know that He can heal any broken heart. The trick is, though, He needs all the pieces. If we will turn it over to Him, I promise He can help us receive that forgiveness and that peace. If you've been a victim once, don't be a victim twice. By holding on to that forgiveness, don't carry the bitterness.